Hey guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Nefertiti Noel.
And Darren Noel.
Believe it or not, we had 15 minutes or more worth of technical difficulties and Blog Talk Radio was not letting us in. So now we've chimed in. When I got into the system, I saw some callers that were on the line waiting to ask us questions. And I appreciate you guys holding even though we were having technical difficulties. So what I want to tell you is call back now. Our callback number is 323-693-3835. Again, our callback number is 323-693-3835. So why don't we get started? Today we are talking again about workplace relationships and how to handle those relationships. So again, we are totally sorry if you could not get us, but we are here. So if you want to talk to us, call us back at 323-693-3835. So Darren, you had a few comments.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking about workplace relationships, and they're very important. You have several different types of relationships. We talk about with your coworkers, with your boss, with even your boss's boss, your team that reports directly to you. And building those relationships is so important for your success. And you've got to be able to navigate each one of those relationships. Each one of them takes a little bit different finesse, and you've got to learn the skills, what it takes to be successful in each one of those relationships. Okay?
Correct. And I think the biggest thing about workplace relationships, whether they are whether you're talking about romance at work or whether you're talking about how to behave with people at work, is you have to remember what your ultimate goal is. And for a work environment, your ultimate goal should be to be successful. I mean, I think that that would be the ultimate goal. So I want to dig right into the questions. But again, if a guest wants to call in, our telephone number is 323-693-3835. So the first question says, I am writing because I would like advice on a situation at work. I'm returning to work after being off on disability due to an emotional breakdown. It's been 6 months, and I feel embarrassed. What should I tell people? Darren, any thoughts about that?
You know, it's really confidential. You know, you don't want to go into too much details with your coworkers. Obviously, I'm assuming HR knows about it. Your boss may or may not know the details of it, but you really don't have to go into too many details about it. You know, hey, I'm back. Let's get back to work. So I wouldn't worry about you haven't expressed the details because it's not your responsibility, nor should you have to go into too many details about it.
Well, I mean, I think that's a guy's perspective. Formally, you shouldn't have to say anything, but informally, people want to know, hey, what happened? I heard you had a nervous breakdown, those kinds of things. And here's what I'm going to tell you to say. Say, hey, dude, you know, it is what it is. I'm back. Let's roll. I mean, but I do know that there's a lot of informal pressure for folks that's been off on disability to come back and sort of confess what's been going on for them, but you don't have a legal obligation to do so. So just, you know, just so that you do that.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm back. Let's get ready to roll.
Okay. Next question says, and I know we are rushing through questions because we literally started halfway in the show due to some Blog Talk Radio issues with us being able to not get in. But the next question says, I found out that a manager is dating a coworker that reports to him. I'm not sure what I should tell, but it's wrong because we have rules about it. The only reason I question is that I'm a manager, too, and not telling the situation, if it's discovered, could cause issues for me.
You know, that's a very tricky one, but I would treat that similar to other relationships. If you see someone cheating or a friend of yours who's married or has a boyfriend or girlfriend and you see them with somebody else, I'd say stay out of it. You know, stay out of it. You're not directly involved in it, I always recommend staying out of it because they can always point the finger and flip the script on you. Hey, you didn't see what you saw. You know, you're mistaken. He said again, she said. So at this point, I would just recommend stay out of it.
But lots of companies do have rules about superiors dating subordinates. So how do they establish those relationships there? Do you know?
You know, in those type of relationships, normally you're not supposed to be anyone who has a direct report to you. You should not have anybody who you're romantically inclined with who's working and directly reporting to you. If you do, for whatever reason, start that relationship, you need to let that your manager know that, and you may need to switch out of departments if you are serious about the relationship because you're not supposed to have anybody who's any kind of a family member reporting to you, brother, sister, nephew, niece, any kind of relationship reporting directly to you. That's definitely against the rules. And, again, if you're serious about the relationship with the person you're finding reporting to you, you need to decide, you know, one of you needs to move to different departments.
Absolutely. Let me say this. I don't – every company's rules are different. So Darren's saying that you're not supposed to have children and whatnot directly reporting to you. But that's different maybe in a family-owned business. And I don't know, you know, what level of business you're working in. But if you're not 1,000% accurate on whether or not they're a couple, taking it upline to someone that's a supervisor could get you in as much trouble as not telling at all. So that's a really sticky situation. Unless you have some kind of serious proof, like pictures and whatnot, and I don't want
right.
you to be Matlock, I would stay out of that situation.
Absolutely.
So the next question says, I'm dating a supervisor at work. He recently told me that he passed me up for a promotion at work because he didn't want it to be seen as him promoting his girlfriend. This is unfair. I deserve the job. Should I go to the human resources department?
You know, this is a sticky situation, one of those situations where you're really not supposed to be involved with somebody, well, have a relationship with somebody who's a direct report to you. You know, so, I mean, it's a situation where now you're both in jeopardy. If you bring it up and say, well, you guys weren't supposed to be dating, now you're getting in trouble for doing that, having that relationship in a direct reporting situation. So, if you know what, it could be, so, you know what, I'm going to chuck it up. I'm going to say, you know what, if we're going to be serious about a relationship, I need to move to a different department, or if you have, you know, he or she needs to move to a different department. If you want to continue with that company, or you're going to leave the company, or you say, you know what, let's end the relationship. I want to have my career where I'm at is more important than this relationship. As far as we've taken, you know, we're not that serious. We just kind of get into it. You know, well, let's just focus on work.
Yeah, you know, this is really another sticky situation. Number one, do the top supervisors know that you guys are in a relationship? Number two, was he talking to you as a girlfriend when he told you that he had passed you up for the promotion, or was he talking to an employee? I mean, did this happen? Did he tell you this stuff at work? Did he tell you this stuff at home? And this is why people have so many rules about relationships at the workplace, because
Absolutely.
These kind of sticky situations happen. So I don't know that it's an HR report, because as you report to HR that he passed you up, you're also reporting that you're dating.
Exactly.
So if you're going to report that, it could possibly cost you your job. What you might want to do, though, is transfer from under his supervision, and that way when promotions come along, it could be based on what you do and not who you're with. So the next question says, so here goes. My coworker's husband made a pass at me. I slept with him several times. He told me they were having issues. Recently, we were placed in the same work response team. She doesn't know that I'm sleeping with her husband. After getting to know her, I started to feel guilty. I broke it off with him. She considers me a good friend. Should I talk to her about it? Should I tell her now? No, in my opinion. I mean, here's the issue. You're saying that you were sleeping with your coworker's husband, so no matter what he told you, you knew they were married before you got in the same work response team with her. So here's another sticky situation. If there's a way for you to bow out of this gracefully, I would tell you to kind of, you don't want to be in the same work group with this young lady. Eventually, this is going to come out. And it's a really sticky and kind of a dirty situation. So I'm going to tell you, telling her would accomplish what? I mean, if the affair is actually over and you're prepared to move on, maybe you need to move on. I think it may be his responsibility to give that information up. Darren?
Absolutely. I would not be the one, if you're in your situation, because you're finding yourself in passing that information on to your coworker, because you don't know, depending on the environment you're telling her, she's flipping out, she's going to flip out at work, you know, workplace violence situation can happen there, you know, nip it in the butt, you know what, I'm going to stop the situation, you know what, getting closer, you feel like it's wrong, you know, we're not going to continue in that relationship with that person's husband, and let's just kind of move on from it. And if you know you need to kind of clear the air and you need to get to a different department because you can't work with the person because the guilt's building up for you, something like that may be what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. But this is just a suggestion. So I know last week or the week before last when we met, we talked a lot about these workplace parties and the like where you're meeting coworkers and you're meeting their spouses and you're meeting different people. If you know you have a weakness for other people's husbands and wives, you may not want to be attending these big coworker parties. The other thing is, I really feel like sleeping with a coworker's spouse is like an off-limit kind of a thing. I mean, to me, when he flirted with you, that's when you're supposed to exit stage left and not respond to those types of things. So for those of you that are listening who are contemplating getting into a relationship with a married coworker or something of that nature, some of these questions that you're hearing should be kind of telling you not to do that. And I just want to tell you that these are the reasons. So when you hear that somebody came to work and blew up the job or shot people, a lot of it is secondary to relationships that are inappropriate at work. So you guys really, really want to watch, you know, those relationships.
Absolutely. You hear on the news, and I've been in situations in companies where this happens personally. Well, guess what? The company does not want to put anybody in risk and want to put their reputation of the company at risk, other employees at risk. And guess what? When the company gets wind of this, guess what? Everybody gets fired. And, you know, because they what? They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to have someone come into the workplace with workplace violence. They don't want to be in the news because of the issue ruined the reputation of the company. So guess what? The company finds out about it, guess what? You know what? We don't even want to find out too much detail about it. Guess what? Everybody's getting fired. And then we're washing our hands with it, and you guys can do it offline. So it's a very, very sticky situation and one best to avoid.
Yeah. I mean, again, I've got to say that just because someone makes a pass at a person, that doesn't mean that you have to give in to it. So you really want to be careful with these things. But telling her, listen, honesty is the best policy, but here's the issue. You tell her the situation, and then what happens? She gets angry. She says something to him. Is he going to admit this? I mean, if it's over and they want and he wants to restore his marriage, maybe you should let him do that. That's just, you know, my opinion. The other thing is you might want to consider calling the office and making an appointment and talking about some self-discipline, because clearly you were her coworker even before you got to be a part of her her response team. So just so you know. The next question says, my coworker has extreme body odor. Should I say something? I brought it up to my manager, but I haven't seen any change.
That's a good question, and that can happen. It depends on your relationship with the coworker. Right? It depends on you guys' social friends at the job. You guys normally go out to lunch together, things of that nature, or you really just strictly business. And, you know, it depends on the level of relationship, and you got to make a judgment call on that. You know, it sounds like it's a continuous thing. It's not just a one-time thing. You may just give you a couple of choices, say something and just, hey, you've been working out a lot, you know, working out in the morning. Hey, you take a shower, you know, you can kind of make it as a joking situation based on your relationship, or you can pull someone to the side and say, hey, not trying to be offensive, but it seems like all of a sudden you have to see some odor coming from you. You can try and pull someone to the side. So it depends on the relationship you have. But again, that's one of those things that can be relatively tricky. You already brought up to your manager. I'm sure he or she feels funny about how they're going to handle it. So as well as things, it depends on your relationship, what the best answer on that is.
My answer to that is no. Here's the thing. You have no idea. First of all, a foul odor is subjective, right? I mean, it could be horrible perfume. It could be body odor. I'm not sure what you're smelling. The other thing is you don't know why you're smelling it. What if the person has a medical condition that is causing some of this and they can't resolve it for you? So then they get brought up, they feel bad, they don't know what to do. I think you made the right move by calling the manager and letting the manager know, because that's something that you can, you know, that's clearly a step that you can take. But you yourself saying something to the coworker, even if this is a close friend, I really don't think that this is something that you need to do, because no matter what people say to you, they really cannot take being told that they have body odor. And even if people say that, oh, I can take it, you can tell me anything, most people can't handle that kind of a conversation.
Right.
And
well, that's true. You can use a third party. You know, hey, I used to work at this company, and this person used to have body odor. I recommend that they take a shower in the morning.
Darren, get real. If somebody walks up to you at work and says, hey, I had a friend that used to stink, and I could smell his body, and
I'm talking about in the middle of a conversation, if you want to tell this person, this is what I'm saying.
Would you tell your coworker he stank?
More likely I would not.
Tell people that.
More likely I'm not, but if you choose to say something, here's how I would do it.
Y'all not 5 years old. I would not get involved in that situation other than to tell your manager, and it sounds like you already told your manager. I mean, to me, it's just the kind of thing you don't get. You cannot. How do you tell another grown person that they have a body odor? I mean, and it sounds like you said it's been going on for a while. You haven't seen any change. And for the most part, if people can change that, they will.
Yeah.
I mean, so if for the most part, if you smell it, then they smell it. And if they're unable to change it and then you bring it up, you've created a monster that you can't fix. So
I guess it is also interesting if no one else has brought it up. Most of the time, if
how do we know nobody has brought it up?
It would be interesting to see if no one else brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time, I've been in a situation where you have a coworker that, and that person's coworker will have the same manager. That goes up to the same manager. You have five guys reporting to the same manager. Somehow that gets up to that
that neutral manager and a manager deal with that employee. So that has happened before, for sure.
Right, but it's really sticky. I mean, it's a really sticky situation, and I think if you tell your manager, if that's a real personal issue for you, you can tell your manager. But I'll give you an example. I had a classmate that came to me once, and she said, listen, I cannot take perfume odors. They make me really nauseous. And she and everybody that was taking the class knew that she couldn't handle perfume, so they stopped wearing perfume. So she told me that she really wanted me to stop wearing perfume because it made her nauseous, and she had the right to not smell perfume. And she told another young lady that she could smell her hair shampoo, and it was making her sick, and she had a right to not smell the hair shampoo. So the thing is, how far do we take this, and where do we let this go? That's just kind of what my thought is. One last question that says, I'm friends with a coworker on Facebook, and one of them told my boss that I called in sick when I was really out of town. Needless to say, I defriended her as a friend, but should I confront her? Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I think we could do a whole show on
social media,
and how social media is affecting relationships. And I'm going to say this. If you posted that on Facebook after you called in sick, that's really your issue.
And, you know, obviously I agree with the defriending and that person, like some vindictive bones towards you for some reason, trying to get back at you for someone. To me, that's not a friend at all. That's not funny. Messing with your livelihood in that situation. So, you know, this is someone I don't really want to be around going forward if that was me.
I don't know that it was vindictive. They could have just been like, hey, that's funny. She's sick. Oh, that's weird. I saw on Facebook.
It's a coworker.
How many were?
Yeah. That's just real shaky.
Well, I think just about everybody has called in sick a time or two. When they haven't been sick.
Did you ever call that person's boss and tell them that?
No, I wouldn't do that to my coworker. That's kind of like none of my business. So,
Absolutely. So I
don't know about confronting her. That would just leave her alone as a Facebook friend.
Yep.
So, guys, sorry again that we had difficulties technically. We were troubling her not to have these same difficulties next week, and we will be back on the air next week. And what we really hope we can do is kind of finish up the questions that you had here. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.